about being old friends on Wild Coast Radio. We're all old friends, and that's Jasmine Thompson, Basil Gray, Do You, and Billy Ocean. Get Out of My Dreams, Get Into My Car brings us to news time. In your top story at this hour, Minister Kubai to address the second high-level meeting of women judicial leaders of Africa today. The IEC is ready for elections and interest rates could go up soon. Justice and Constitutional Development Minister Momoloko Kubai is set to address the second high-level meeting of women judicial leaders of Africa in Johannesburg this morning. The South African Judiciary Under Chief Mandisa Meyer will host the gathering at the Sandton Hotel in Gauteng. The minister's spokesperson says the meeting aims to strengthen democracy and rule of law of the across the continent. The Independent Electoral Commission of South Africa says its preparations for this year's local government elections are going well. South Africans will vote to elect new municipal and provincial governments later this year. The IEC says its technical logistics and outreach community requirements for the elections are well in advance. The Commission says it has already completed 80% of the work on readiness for the upcoming elections. The South African Local Government Association's chief officer says the Climate Change Planning Support Project will provide targeted support for 35 district municipalities over 22 months. SALGO launched the project yesterday, aimed at strengthening local government's ability to plan, adapt and build resilience. Kwalisa urged municipalities to urgently adapt the infrastructure and planning to cope with worsening climate conditions. He says roads, water, energy systems and housing must be redesigned to withstand climate risks, while vulnerable communities may need relocation. Gun-Free South Africa has expressed concern about the increase in fatal shootings in the country. This follows the arrest of a 58-year-old man after a fatal road rage incident in Johannesburg this weekend. A man was shot and killed while a female passenger was injured during the shooting. Gun-Free South Africa says guns are not only used in organized crime, but also in everyday conflicts. The South African Reserve Bank says there will be a severe increase in interest rates if the war in Iran does not end soon. The war has led to an increase in global energy prices and is expected to impact inflation. According to the Reserve Bank, the current situation will lead to an increase in interest rates before the end of this year. The bank predicts that inflation could go as high as 5% next year and come down to 3% in 2028. Now looking at international news, the President of the United States, Donald Trump, has extended the ceasefire with Iran indefinitely. The ceasefire was due to expire this week. Trump says he has agreed to Pakistan's request not to attack Iran. Pakistan is mediating peace talks between the two nations. Thousands of people have died since the war in the Middle East started, and the war also affected the global economy with a significant increase in global energy prices. And looking at sports news, two tennis stars, Carlos Alcaraz and Aryna Sabalenka, were named the Laureates Sportsman and Sportswoman of the Year on Monday in Madrid. Alcaraz beat Jannik Sinner, Mondo Duplis and Tadej Pogačar in for top honors, while Sabalenka edged out Melissa Jefferson Wooden and Sydney McLaughlin Lavone. Sabalenka became the fifth female tennis star to receive the award. Financials: gold selling at $4,757.45 a fine ounce. A barrel of Brent crude, $98.38. $1 US, 16 rand 49, the British pound, 22 rand 28, and the euro, currently 19 rand 36. A Bitcoin is currently $77,502.54. And that's all for this bulletin. Next news on Wild Coast Radio at 8.